The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Really pleased to say that Jess Thirlby's on the line. And Jess, you don't get this kind of interview introduction with the broadsheets, but would you like to play a game first off the bat before I ask you anything?
Okay, I'll take the risk.
Right, it's something new, a game, and it is guess the Netball Super League club face mask I'm wearing as I do this link. It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Double layers is the clue. It's nice and smooth around the ears.
What was the first clue, sorry? Double A's?
Double layers, yeah. So it's not a surgical mask. It's made from cloth.
Oh, gosh. Well, you've really caught me out now, Andy.
Logo in the top left?
Well, I've seen a couple. Seven Stars have got a logo in the top left, haven't they?
I'll make you wait until the end of the podcast.
I failed already. That's not good.
Well, you don't get this on Five Lives. That's one good thing we have. So.
I love the innovation.
Let's have the proper side of the interview, shall we? You're one of the few that's been in the Studio One at Wakefield. And first of all, I just wondered what the actual setup's like.
Yeah, I mean, firstly, I'm well aware that I'm in a very privileged position to obviously, you know, I'm following all the protocols and testings a couple of times every week and 24 hours before heading up to Wakefield, and really grateful that it makes a big difference for me to do the job that I'm tasked with, which is to get across these teams and give every player the opportunity to put their hand up and get mine and the Roses programme's attention. So I've been really very grateful to kind of be in the room. It makes a big difference as a coach to watch it through that lens and to be close to the action, see the behaviours and responses from both the players on court and the benches. So it certainly helped me. And yeah, in terms of the setup, I mean, it's really quite impressive. It's like a well-oiled machine, and which is incredible when you think about it. It's the first time that the league, England Netball, and all the sponsors and partners involved and the clubs themselves have had to operate in this way. And from where I'm sat, which is a very privileged position, it looks pretty seamless. I mean, the setup, I saw some of the games in the first weekend from home as well, and I thought it looked great. I think it looks really professional, really slick, and a great kind of product for us to kind of be showcasing across the country and across the world. So, yeah, I mean, from my point of view, there's a very small group of staff, but a very hard-working and committed group that seem to have really kind of got into their groove over the opening weekend. So yeah, it looks great, and the players, I think the players and the coaches, you can sense that they've really bought into it now, and they're back in their normal environment, which is a match day environment, and they seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah, and speaking to Emily on the Sorry Son podcast, great podcast by the way, she was just saying that it's not just the players that get that real buzz ahead of the games, it's the coaches and the staff as well. So a huge testament.
Yeah, you can sense that, you know, like from where I'm sat, you can really sense that energy. And I think that's just where everyone's that's them in their natural state, isn't it? In their natural environment. So you can really pick that up when you're up there and in Wakefield. And if I'm honest, I wake up on a day where I'm travelling up, a game day, travelling up to Wakefield, and I feel exactly the same. So I kind of really look forward to it. And yeah, I love game days. I mean, even though I'm not sat courtside in a coaching capacity in this context, I feel like that. So I'm sure they're super excited when game day comes around.
Sky's news commitment as well to the whole Super League, and obviously every game live on the actual channel and across the YouTube as well. That's exactly what we need at this time.
Yeah, and you know, it's ironic, isn't it? It's come about under the worst of circumstances, you know, amongst amidst a pandemic, but actually we know that this is what we've all wanted for a long time. So I always think out of adversity comes huge opportunity, and it's brilliant that our sport and the Super League itself is as visible as Sky are making it. I think that's such an important step forward, and I really hope that we can springboard off this, both in terms of our international and domestic competitions from here on in, and to try and reach a much wider population and audience is also really important. And I know there's a great appetite for that globally at the moment for our sport, so it's absolutely brilliant, and really grateful to Sky for covering every game.
Sky have also been able to do the documentary that Cam did with Black Roses and the return of Off the Court as well, and that whole package just adds to everything overall.
I think it's you know, the work that you do, Andy, I think it's everything, isn't it, that wraps around our sport. I think it all allows us to take steps forward to really showcase the sport at its best, create conversation and visibility, and that's the most important thing. We need to be front and centre of female sport in our country, and then we, you know, front and centre of the global netball family, really. So I think everybody in their own way is helping to contribute towards that and create a real momentum and movement for the sport at the moment across the media and several different outlets. So the platforms that are being used are brilliant, and yeah, just a thank you to everybody that's trying to give our sport a voice.
You were there for the debut of Rhinos, weren't you? So what was that like for you when you were there at the Rhinos debut, and it was almost an injury after injury?
Yeah, it was, you know, any injury is not nice, is it, to witness, but I think to kind of obviously get hit so harsh with three injuries in close proximity to one another was really challenging. But I can honestly say that I felt that Leeds, Dan and the team, you know, when you are close to the action, you get a real sense of togetherness, and they stayed very focused for the remainder of that game. Obviously they, you know, they were concerned for those players, but I think they were incredibly professional in their approach and still on with the task at hand, and remained highly competitive in that fixture. So it's never nice to get any injury, but I think to have for three in that one match is a really hard thing to kind of, a really hard blow, really. So, you know, the hope is, and what they have done since then is remain really competitive, and, you know, hopefully some of those players will be returning sooner rather than later, and Leeds will continue on.
And that shows the strength of a coach then. I mean, we know that Dan had that experience as well, but from you as well, that would have been similar to when Serena came back at Bath.
Yeah, I mean, I think every team could most probably, you know, share their experiences when you get sent a few curveballs that you're not expecting. It's par for the course, really, in any sport, isn't it? Injury and illness, unfortunately. So I think you just have to, you're always planning to create the most competitive environment and team that has strength and depth. And that's hard when you're a newer team into the league, but Dan has brought together a number of players that have been across Super League in different teams and environments, so they're not completely new to this space. But yeah, I think every team is striving to have depth, and I think now more than ever, you know, teams have known in the last few months and their preparations for this season that they're going to need it, especially given that the wider netball family and competitions haven't been able to get up and running as yet. So where you can call upon those players is quite limited at the moment. So yeah, when Serena returned from SSN and returned back to Bath, you know, we were all, as the netball community was, excited. And then sadly, you know, she didn't quite make it through that whole season and needed really careful management ahead of the World Cup in Liverpool. But yeah, it is tough when it happens, but any team worth their salt has kind of planned and prepared to be able to absorb some of that, because it is, as I say, par for the course.
To some extent, there would still be a little bit of uncertainty on how the league's going to develop over the next couple of months and weeks, that kind of thing. So the importance of NPL and training partners overall to step up when they're needed, that's going to be key, maybe?
Yeah, I think it always has been, and I know that that's been really high on the list in terms of the conversations and prep and planning between England Netball, you know, the league, the Super League board and the clubs themselves. And there's in this landscape, there's never an easy answer, but I think, and I'm confident, being involved as much as I have, that we're doing the very best that we can to give teams the best chance to perform week on week, to give the league the best chance to be seen and visible, and hopefully reduce the chances of cancelled matches and postponements. But ultimately, that player pool is quite limited, and the rules and regulations and allowances for teams to have had some training partners or training affiliates train with them in the weeks and months leading into the competition was made, because it was acknowledged that it's highly likely they're going to have to lean into that space. And the one thing none of us can control is COVID. So, you know, the hope is that there's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel now, and as the vaccine roll out, that hopefully numbers will start to reduce and stay quite low. But none of us are immune to that, sadly. And I've experienced that firsthand. So I think the sport and the league are doing everything that they can. And I think there's been some great collaborative work between the clubs and England Netball to do the very best we can to afford teams the chance to field as competitive a group that they can week on week.
Well, we saw you'd had jab number one, so it's just that little bit of reassurance. So that go all right?
Yeah, my arm's a bit sore today, but I would take a sore arm if it meant that, yeah, we're a part one of two, as I said in my tweet, and there is something quite reassuring about it. And I'm just grateful that I'm one of those people now on the way, and yeah, looking forward to the nation moving forward, and obviously in particular the netball family.
Don't forget, you can hear more from Jess Silby tomorrow here on the Netball Show with Flyhawk.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.